Welcome to our Likutei Sichas project, Parshas Truma, Sicha number 2, in volume 10, Zion, volume 16. This week's Parsha, Parshas Truma, has a name, Truma, which is the offerings, the gifts that were given by the Jewish people. The very beginning of the Parsha, as you can see in front of you, in front of the Pasuk, Perichah Pei, Pasuk in Beis and Gimel, says as follows: Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the Jewish people and to tell them what? Aber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'yichu li truma, and have them take for me a truma, an offering. Meis kol ish hasheid ben alibai, from each person, whatever his heart desires, whatever he wants to give, v'yichu es trumasi, he will take my offering from them. Then the next pasuk, v'zois ha truma shertik, and this is the truma you should take for them: zahav, chesef, and nefeches, gold, silver, and copper. And then the pasuk can go on to describe many 13 different materials that were used to build the Mishkan. When we look at these pasukim, right away we can see something that strikes us, and that is that it seems to be repetitive in some way. And Rashi talks about this, and he says, if you look at this pasuk, or these psukim, we find the word truma is used quite often. Truma. Tikhu as truma si, the zais ha truma. Rashi comments on this and says what? What is this idea, tikhu as truma si, which is that middle word at the end of this pasuk, right? The last words at the end of pasuk beis. And he says, Amar Rabbi saying, so our chachamim, our rabbis teach us, shalash trumas amoras kan. We find the word truma in these two psukim written two times. And what does that tell us? They're telling us that there's actually three different types of offering, three different types of trumas that were taken from the Jewish people. Achas, trumas, bekel gogalis. One was this idea of a bekel, which is a half shekel per person. Chinasu mehem hadani. So that was the first thing that was gathered from the Jewish people, was this half a shekel, and that was used to create the base of the crushing. We know the beams of the Mishkan had these adonim that was like the base of the masakot. As it says later in the parsha, k'mayshim krush be'el p'kutei. What was a second truma? Va'achas was trumas hamizbeach, kalagogalos, l'kupas l'knas mehem karbonat sibor. So that first truma, the half a shekel that was used for the sockets, that was a one-off. That was the first, that only for that time they were building the Mishkan. Then there was another half shekel that was taken from the Jewish people on a regular basis. And that was a half shekel that was then used to buy all the communal sacrifices. So we know there's the davening that we do today, it corresponds to Shacharis and Mincha, the morning and afternoon carbon, tamid, the regular daily sacrifice that was a carbon tzibur. It was brought up on behalf of all the Jewish people. And how was it on behalf of all the Jewish people? Because everyone had to give a half shekel toward purchasing the animals for that carbon. So that's the second one. The second one is this half shekel that was used to buy these communal sacrifices. And what was the third? Ba'achas, and the third one, trumas ha-mishkan, nidvas kol echad ba'achas. And here, the last one was a truma, which was the offering to actually build the actual mishkan. And there, it was yud-givul dvarim ha-morim b'inyan. There was 13 different items, as you can see in the Pesukim at the beginning of our parasha, as it continues after Pasuk Gimel. And these are 13 things that were all needed to build a Mishkan or Levitei Kohuna, Kishet Tzedak Behem. So Rashi says, if you look carefully at the Mishkan, and you know, there were the crushing, there were the beams, there were the skins, and that were on the top of the Mishkan, there were the Kalim, the vessels built for the Mishkan, there was Levitei Kohuna, the garments for the Kohen, which was made of linen, and other materials that they needed for everything in the Mishkan. So those are the three different trumas. Now, what we're going to see in the Sicha, the Rebbe is going to talk about this Pasuk and this Rashi, and it's going to bring us back to this Pasuk and show us how we talk about these three different trumas. It's interesting that they're all here in these two Pasukim, but if you look really carefully at how the Torah talks about them, there are slight differences in the wording of the Torah for these three. In this case, the first one, Bayichu li truma, they will take for me truma. Here, tikhu es truma si, it'll take my truma, my offering. And here, vizais ha truma, and this is the truma. And we know that in this parasha, as we continue the psukim, what do we see in detail? Only the third one. So this third truma, which is about the offering that anyone could bring what they wanted toward building the Mishkan, toward the 13 materials that were needed, whether it was the metal or the yarn or the animal skins that were needed for the Mishkan, that is what the parasha then goes into depth. We see in the following psukim, giving us exactly what those materials were. So let's now look at the sicha inside. You can follow along with me as I use the pointer on the screen in front of you. And once again, we're doing the sicha as it was originally printed in Likutei Sichas, which is the Yiddish form of the sicha. So truma beis aleph, beis aleph. The tivoi to nemen truma von Eden. So the command to take this offerings, this truma from the Jewish people, for avodas haMishkan in order to build the Mishkan, then iber kachatu dreimal in onet to unzer sedra. So in this parsha that we have the sedra, which is what we read in the week, we find it repeated three times. Ve'yichu li truma, will take for me truma. Tichu es truma si, take my truma. And v'zayt ha'truma asher tichu, and this is the truma they will take, much more general. Zag deruv chazal, so our chazal, our chachamim, our rabbis teach us, or say about this. Gimel trumas nemru b'parshas hazayis. These three trumas, so in other words, these three words, three trumas, the equally truma zu trumas ha'adanim, as we saw Rashi told us, the first truma, when it says ba'yikholi, you'll take from me truma, that refers to the truma for the sockets of the beams for the walls of the Mishkan. Me'eis kol isha sheid ben olivoi tichu es trumasi zo trumas shkolim. From each person, you'll take the truma, that was the truma of the shkolim, the half shekel, which was for the karbanos, and the zayis ha'truma she'tichu me'itam zu trumas ha'mishkan. In the general one, it says, and this is the truma you shall take from them, that was a truma to use to build the actual mishkan. Tidabedo achiluk v'di gimel truma shteinda. But what we see is that there is a difference in how these three trumas are written in the pasuk. The esh tzvei shtein blois b'chlal u'beremes. The first two are just written in a very general way or into two. When the Pratim Begnzei and the details about that truma, the truma for the sakas and the truma for the karbanas, for the communal sacrifices, we only find the detail of that, of those trumas and what they actually were in later parshias. But here in this parsha, Parshas Truma, which is really the first parsha where we see this command to build the Mishkan in all of its details, here, the only one of these trumas that we have in detail is that third truma, which is to build the Mishkan. That's from Fashtein. So we have to understand. Since all three of these offerings that they had to get from the Jewish people were all to build the Mishkan. You needed the sockets for the walls. You needed the karbanas. And then, of course, you need to build the Mishkan itself. So they were all three for the Mishkan. And you could say, when I feel trumas hashkalim, and even the truma of the shkalim, the half shekel, but mahat kenut of kif and demit, the karbanat tzibor, you say, well, that's not building the Mishkan if you're using them to buy the sacrifices. But in izdach, like in Psaka Rambam, but when you look according to the Rambam, as the mitzvah from binyan hamigdash is, as a zolzayin, nitloiz abayis la'ashem. When the Rambam says, why do we have to build a place for Hashem, a mikdash, a holy place for him, it's not just that he has a home, but nor as zolzayin muchan liyos makrivim bar karbonis. The whole point of the base of mikdash and the Mishkan preceding it was in order for us to be able to bring karbonis. And that's what we saw in the Hilchos of the Rambam when it talks about the exact spot. It's referring to the exact spot of the Mizbeach, because that's the ikar, that's the main part of why we have a mikdash. So from that, what comes out of that, that means that the general command that we have to make a sanctuary for Hashem, a mikdash, that means it must include everything we need for karbanas, because if the karbanas, the sacrifices we bring, are the key part of having a mishkan, then certainly anything dealing with these karbanas would then be part or main part of building the mishkan itself. And therefore, that would also include this truma, this offering, which was a shkalim that was used to buy these karbanas. And therefore, if we're now talking about Parshas Truma, we were being introduced to this whole idea of building a Mishkan for Hashem, that all three of these trumas should have been written in detail here, so we would understand exactly what these three things are and how they're brought and what they're used for. And even if you want to say, well, the offering of the half shekel is we borrow these for me for you might say, well, since the half shekel that was given to buy the sacrifices was not actually to build the Mishkan, it was obviously for the karbanas that were going to be used in the Mishkan, but not really to build it. You can say this is just a preparation for the avodah in the Mishkan. You have to have the animals ready to be able to bring up the carbon. The fires in Parshas Truma, there are to zog the pratim begin their truma. So unless you say, well, buying the karbanas is not the actual Mishkan itself, and therefore you don't have to go into detail for that just yet. Even if you wanted to say that about the offering, the half shekel that was used for the karbanas, what about the half shekel that was used for the sockets? That's part of building the Mishkan. There, the adonim, those sockets, I not tell from building a Mishkan. They're part of building it. And yet, for Vash, they need Mefurash, who practice begging their truma in under Seder. We find that that truma is also not written about in detail in our Seder here. So we come back to that question. Three trumas, all of them connected to the Mishkan. Why is only the details given for that final one, for the materials that were used for the Mishkan? Ace. As is da, nacha chilek in lashon akasav da by the gimel trumas. So now the Rebbe is going to look, like we said before, a little more closely at the way these trumas are written in the psukim. There's a difference in the actual words of the pasuk when they reference these three offerings. By trumas ha'adarim shteit v'yikhu li truma. So when it talks about the offering for the sockets, the half shekel that was used for that, it says v'yikhu li truma. Right, trumas hashkalim, when it talks about the shkalim that we use for the karbanas, tikhu is trumasi, you will take my truma. And by trumas hamishkan, when it talks about the general materials for the mishkan, sais hatruma asher tikhu, this is the truma that you shall take. The taste, that means. By the erste truma ha'adoni, when it talks about the sockets, is the shaykhus from the truma to evishin mutkash nebazundavart, li truma. We see the connection of that first one and Hashem, very explicit in a separate word. You'll take li to me, Hashem is saying, for me, truma. By the tzveta truma, the shkalim, the half shekel that was brought on a yearly basis for the karbanas, that the shaychasum eibishin angishlasin in the bart truma. Truma si. So there we see that the connection to Hashem is hinted to in the word itself. It becomes one word, truma si, which is truma shali, my truma. Okay? So li truma are two separate words, li to me, a truma, or truma si as one word. So that shows a connection. And then, ubay ditrita truma, mishkan, when it comes to the third offering, which was to actually build the rest of the mishkan, that iberhaif nitrumant, zi is truma slashem. We find very interestingly when we come to that one, it doesn't mention Hashem at all. It just says, and this is the truma, without any connection explicitly to Hashem. So we want to also understand that. What is the difference? Why is it like that? Then there's something else that's quite wondrous when it talks about another medrash about this connected to this parsha. And for this, I want to go back to the source sheet for a moment. We find here, the medrash Tanchuma talks about these trumas and the different materials that were used to build the Mishkan. The zahav, the gold, the silver, the copper. And the medrash says, what do these symbolize? And it says, zahav, what does that symbolize? Keneged Machos Bavel. That corresponds to the kingdom of Babel, which was the Golos, right? We had the gullus that we had after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the first gullus. Kesef was the silver, Kenegan Machos Madai. That was the kingdom of Persia, Greece, Media, as it says. Madai, as we can come up to Purim soon, right? Paras and Madai, that was the kingdom that took over after Babel fell. And then Nechayshes was Machos Yavan. Copper, that is the king, the Greek kingdom or Rome, as we know it. Well, actually not Greek, I'm sorry, not Rome. The Greeks, and that was, of course, when we know in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. They were like the weaker of all of them. And then the Aris Elimadamim, the red skins that were dyed red for the covers of the Mishkan, Kenegan Machos Edom. That corresponds to Rome, to Edom. We know the fourth Golos. So we have Babel, we have Madai, we have the Babylonia, we have Madai, where the story of Purim happened, we have Yavan, the Greeks, which is a story around Hanukkah time, and then the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, which was with Edom, Golos Edom, which is Rome. And then it says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, even though you see these four kingdoms, they're very arrogant and they're ruling over you, I'm going to give you the salvation in the midst of the servitude. I'm going to grow a salvation for you. How is that? Maksiv Achra, because what does it say after it talks about the Zav, Kesef, Mechayshes, the Aris Elim, Adamim, the red skins, it then says, Shemen Latmar, oil, we know the oil for the light. And what does that represent? Zem Melech Mashiach. That's going to be Mashiach, because it says, Sham Atzmiach, Karen Ladavi, Arachti Ner Limshich. And there it says, I'll make a horn to, for David HaMelech. Okay. So this horn, of course, that's how we use to anoint a king. So the Rebbe now says, we have this medrash. We're talking about the materials used for the Mishkan, and the medrash is connecting this to Golos. So that's what we want to understand now. Zav Keneged Machos Babel, Kesef Keneged Machos Madai, Nechayshes Keneged Machos Yavan, Earth Elim Adam Keneged Machos Edom. As we just saw, these different materials correspond to the four kingdoms of Golos. Is Temua B'Yaiser. So this is very wondrous. Basfar Keshev Eshaychos is God's vision. Dalad Malchias and Trumas Mishkan. What is this connection between these four foreign kingdoms who ruled over us in exile and the Mishkan? But why is there that connection to the Mishkan? These four kingdoms brought us four exiles. And the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So Babel destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash. We have Madai in between the first and second. That was the story during the story of Purim time. We have Yavan, the Greeks, the story of Hanukkah during the second Beis Hamikdash. And then Edom that destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. But does the heck of Trumas HaMishkan? That seems to be just the opposite of Trumas HaMishkan. The Truma of the Mishkan wants to build a Mishkan. And this was exile. This is the kingdoms that brought destruction to the Mikdash. But in Yana is the Asuli Mikdash Binyan Vakamas HaMishkan. So there's Horban. And here we're talking about building a Mishkan. They seem to be quite the opposite. So why would the Medrash connect the materials used to build a Mishkan to the four kingdoms that caused us destruction and exile? As Dalin, that when thus far staying, behecked him as the avoidance, ruchness from possibly Mikdash, dear Lord, is complaining, is Ungetel in Dry Sugim. The Rebbe says, in order to understand all of this, all of the questions we've had, why we emphasize these three trumas, why is it only the third truma that we're given in detail in this parsha, why is it that the wording of the first two, we see Hashem connected to it, but not in the third. And why is there this connection to Golos? So the Rebbe says, to understand all of this, we have to understand the spiritual meaning of this service, the Asuri Mikdash. So when Hashem says, you have to make for me a sanctuary, we know, we've heard it many, many times, right? But Asuri Mikdash v'shachanti b'saychum, not b'saychai. So the Mikdash is not just about building a sanctuary, a specific place like the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. But there is a spiritual avaida for each and every one of us in this idea of Asuri Mikdash, that we have to make a sanctified place for Hashem. And what is that? That is the avaida of a dear lay spirit, Petach Tainim, to make this entire world a dwelling place for Hashem. So it's not just the one place where the Mishkan stood, where the Beis HaMikdash stood in Har HaBayis. But the job, the Asuri Mikdash, is make me a sanctified place, is this entire world that we have to make into a dwelling place for Hashem. And how do we do that? So that avodah is divided into three things. As we know, in Pirkei Avos, it says, Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed. The world stands on three things. And those three things, those two amudim, those two pillars, what are the three pillars that hold the world? Torah, learning of Torah, Vaida, which is tefillah, davening, and gemilas chasadim, acts of kindness. So, v'bal zoi is verstande, and since we understand, so these are the three pillars of the world, and these three pillars have to be hinted to in the Mishkan itself. And therefore we could say, as thus is the tam pnimi, vasmahat genuman drivers under trumas. This is the inner reason why we have to take three different trumas, three different offerings. We need in truma lelis for al tarcha mishkan. That's why, because you could say, why do we have to have three separate offerings? Why couldn't they just do it like one general truma, like one kind of offering that people had to give? And then, you know, divide it up later. Why was it specific that they had to be like divided up in this way from the very beginning? So now the Rebbe said, we can understand why was it like that from the very beginning? Why was it divided up like that? It's because they have to correspond to these three different types of avaida. Well, the gimel truma zayin connected the gimel amudin tara avaida gimel chasadim. So we have these three separate ones to hint to us that there are three pillars upon which this mikdash of the world stands. To have a sanctified world for Hashem, there's three parts of our service. There's Tyra, there's davening, avaida, and there's gemilas chasadim. The yisaidu makar from ala inyan avaida Hashem is their avod from Tyra. So what's the foundation and what's the source of all the avaida? Anything we're going to do to serve Hashem, what's the source of that? Of course, it's the Tyra itself. We know there are many people who claim they want to serve God, they want to serve Hashem, but they do it in their own way. They don't base it on Torah itself. And unfortunately, we see that in the world today in many Jewish circles, where it's more about how they feel, how they want to connect to Hashem, versus what the Torah says about our connection to Hashem. So we have to recognize is if Hashem wants us to make this world a sanctified place, first and foremost, whatever we do to sanctify this world has to be based, the foundation of it has to be on what the Torah says of how we are to do it. So that's the first thing. All the prati madregas and refanim in dinim dem eivishtim, or mitzvahs and maisim tayvim, so all the details, all the levels, and all the ways to serve Hashem through mitzvahs and through the good deeds that we do, they have to be founded or based on Torah itself. So every single thing that we do in our Vaidas Hashem, every single thing we do to fulfill mitzvahs has a source and begins in the Torah. And if a Torah is hinted to, in this offering that was used to make the sockets, because the sockets is what held up the beams of the Mishkan, it was the base. And that Torah is the base of everything we do. The Adonim is the foundation of the Mishkan. So too, in everything that we do, the foundation of it is Torah. So if we want to serve Hashem, and we have to do what He wants us to do. It's not about us. It's like when we want to do a favor for another person, or we want to buy a gift for somebody, we don't buy something that we like, but we know that our friend or the person that we're trying buying this gift for hates. We don't do what they don't want. We want to know, what do they want? What do they like? What So often people say, you know, what can I get you? I'm coming for you. What can I get you? Because the ideal thing is you do what the other person wants if you're doing it for them. It's not about yourself. So when we serve Hashem and whatever we're going to do in mitzvahs, it's not about women going and saying, well, I feel so spiritual when I put on tefillin, so therefore I want to put on tefillin. I want to have an aliyah because that makes me feel spiritual. Our service to Hashem, to the goal to make this world a dwelling place for him, has to follow his recipe. And his recipe, his instruction is in the Torah. So that's the base. What's the second thing? Trumas hashkalim, the truma of this half shekel, from velcham ahad kikayf karbanas tzibur, through which on then a yearly basis, the communal sacrifices were bought. Is a ka'afun avaida. That represents avaida. We talk about avaida, the service, so we know when we had the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. When we talked about the avaida, that was a service of bringing the karbanas. Like we talk about Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Anan did the avaida. Right? That was all of the karbanas that had to be brought. And we know that once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Chachamim tell us tefillah b'makom karbanas tiknun, that when we daven, it takes the place of the karbanas. So davening is what we call avodah shebelev. It's a service of the heart, and it takes the place of those karbanas. So that's the second one. On trumas hamishkan, the third truma, was nemtarum di alid varam gashmim, that third truma, that was taken from all sorts of physical items that the Jewish people brought to build the Mishkan, zahav, kesef, nechashes, gaimer, so the gold, the silver, the copper, etc., the skins, the dyes, all of those things, from velcha mahat kibuit the Mishkan, through which they built the actual Mishkan, is connected to the avodah from mitzvahs. So that corresponds to all the physical mitzvahs that we do in this world. That we do, right? We know the mitzvahs are with this physical world, and we use the material world and materials in this world, whether it's gold or the silver of the Kiddush cups or all the other things that we do. And what the general idea is talked about in Chassidus, Gemilas Chassadim, acts of kindness, acts of chesed, really, in general, epitomizes all the mitzvahs. Kiyadua, as is known, as Gemilas Chassadim is called some mitzvahs. It incorporates all the mitzvahs. And he is that it comes from the right side, so to speak, of the Adam and Elyon. The right side is chesed. So chesed, this right side, corresponds to the mitzvahs. So according to this, then, like Dembir, in the Chel, Chilukim, Tzvishin Didrayanyani, Avayda Hanal, Ve'den Fashtanik, Tetam, Hashinuim, Hanal, by the Gimel Trumas. So now understanding that these three different Trumas stand for Tyra, learning Tyra, Tefillah, Davening, Karbanas, and Davening, and then Gimel Chassadim, in other words, all the mitzvahs that we do in this world with physical things, we will now understand why the Torah talks about these three Trumas in different ways. So first of all, what is the difference between these three different trumas? So let's start with the Torah, the first one. Torah is Be'eya Etzla Amon, Shashoyim, the funnel. You know, what is Torah? Torah is considered a nursling of Hashem. It's considered something that Hashem delights in and plays with all the time. Chemda Gnuza is the hidden delight from the Kibishtim. Torah is Chachmas Hashem. Chazal tell us that 2,000 years before the world was created, the Torah already existed. And that is, before a Jew ever learned it, the Torah existed. Nikvi mitzvahs, and it's not like the mitzvahs, for Zgeder mitzvahs is Shaykh, nor but Sirif Midim Mikhaim mitzvah. You know, when we talk about a mitzvah, something that Hashem wants us to do, you can't have a mitzvah if you don't have someone commanding and the other person who is fulfilling that command, who's actually doing the work. So we talk about Torah. Torah existed before the world was created. And therefore, even without the Jewish person learning the Torah, it exists. But a mitzvah is not there unless you have someone fulfilling the mitzvah. All in HaMitzvah is the whole concept of a mitzvah, Sivuyim, is an Anzat Tzomech. Right? The whole idea of mitzvahs is that Hashem commanded people to do things. And even when the Torah is brought down here and a Jew learns the Torah, Adam through the person, because we can sit and learn Torah. So even when we do, we sit and learn Torah, blight Z, the Torah still, if I still go and I learn Torah, the Torah still remains, B'lashon Chazal, Dvari Ka'esh, that my words are like fire. So even though a Jew can learn the Torah, it's still the words of Fun Eibish Dev Hashem. And the words of Hashem never changes. Even if I learn it, it's still the word of Hashem. Doesn't change because I've understood it or I've spoken about it. The Torah will always remain the wisdom, the chachma of Hashem. Which of course is tremendously higher, incomparably higher, to the person who's actually learning it. So that's Torah. Torah belongs to Hashem, and it's higher than anything we can reach, really. Even when we learn it, it's still Hashem's Chachma. The Inyan for Avoida, what is the idea of Avoida, which is the Karbanas or Tefilos? So when the Beis Hamikdash stood bringing the Karbanas, and now the davening, what is that idea? So there, the Inyan Avoida is Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem. The person who brings, we know there's a very famous mimer on this, Adam ki yakriv mikem, the person who ki yakriv mikem, he brings from himself. In other words, instead of just talking about Adam ki yakriv, a person who is going to bring a carbon, it says who brings from himself, meaning that Adam is zich mekarv tum eberstein, that the person in bringing a carbon and in davening, what is he doing? He's bringing himself closer to Hashem. Kiyadua, and we know, as it's explained in other places in Chassidus, carbon. The word carbon itself is from Lashon Kiruv. That's why it's called carbon. It has the same root, the Hebrew root of Kuf Resh Vav, which means to come close. The Mai Akri carbon, why is it called a carbon? Asha'im Shemekarev, because it brings closer. Kiruv HaKachis VaChushim, it brings our power, our potential, and our senses closer to Eivish than to Hashem. So the idea of bringing a carbon was to bring a Jew closer to Hashem in the same way. On Avodas HaTefillah, so when a Jew davens, that's the Makom Karbanos Tiknu, and we know that davening took the place of Karbanos, is the Avodas Shabalei, is the Avodas Shabalei, davening is the service of the heart, that's what it's about. It's the Avodas Shabalei, it's the Avodas in the heart, it's the idea that the person is raising himself up. He's connecting himself to Hashem. Bees as Reish Megi Hashemaima, until the point where his head, his reaches to heaven. And this, of course, is a reference in a sense to the first time we see this idea of the tefillah going up, which was when Yaakov had the dream when he was going to Haran, when he was leaving his father's home and going to Haran, and he fell asleep on the ground and had that dream of the sulamut of arta v'raish magia shemayma, this ladder with the feet on the ground and the head in the heavens. And this is an analogy. This is what tefillah is all about. It's rooted down here, but we get up to very high places through this avodah that we do in davening. We bada thus is the avodah for the adam, and since davening is all about the service that we do, emphasis, the work that we put into it, is so even though it is dependent on our avida, what we'll get out of davening, what we put into it, so even though he can only lift himself up as much as he can, right, it's limited, but when he lifts himself up, like this ladder of Yaakov's dream, where the top of the ladder reach the heavens, so too when a person is doing this avodah, he becomes united with Hashem, with that holiness of whatever it was that he reached. So he becomes connected in some way to Hashem. These two avodahs, so what we see then in these two avodahs, Torah and avodah, learning Torah and davening, is the atzad of shava. So what's the similarity between these two? As by Zay Dinda is he asks from Adam ha'ayvet un in umitzich. In both cases, whether we're talking about learning Torah or davening, we're talking about an avayda, service of Hashem, that is related to a person and himself. It happens in the person when you're learning. It's inside you or with you, right? It's what you are doing. And it's you and yourself. You are learning, if you learn with someone else, but the idea that you are absorbing and learning this Torah, it's becoming part of you, or the davening where you are serving Hashem. And so too, what do they accomplish when I learn Torah, or I daven? What am I accomplishing? I'm accomplishing then only something for myself. Okay. Right? Either my intelligence, my intellect is connecting to the Torah, Chachmas Yisparach, which is Hashem's wisdom, or that I can raise myself up to heaven to davening. But it's about me. But there's nothing in these two avodas of learning Torah or doing mitzvahs, there's no change in the physical things of the world around me. As Oich Zezon Veren Tashmishik Kedusha, Varshivik Kedusha, that those physical things around me should become vessels of holiness in some way, should become holy in them, in and of themselves. Achefet Gashmi Veren Achefet Mitzvah. The physical object should become an object of a mitzvah. And that thing should become permeated with holiness. That doesn't happen from learning Torah or davening. And the Rebbe continues, feel by a body, even when, let's say you say, well, what is that physical thing that was then made holy? The Rebbe says, well, even then, when we actually brought physical animals are everyone. When they brought an actual animal, a physical animal, onto the altar, onto the Mizbeach, is thus beneath in an oifen as Makriv given them Geshem be at ease in Zayin Matzah. That wasn't a situation where they took the physical item the way it was, where it stood. Because what happened before they brought a carbon? Before a person could bring the carbon, he actually had to be makadish that animal. What does that mean? Does haste? Kedusha for lashon havdala. The word kadosh, holy, actually relates to the word to separate. So the idea was that when a person wanted to bring a carbon, he had to designate that animal before that as holy, that this is an animal designated for a carbon. And there's a lot of halakhas about what happens if you designate an animal for a carbon and then something happens to the animal, for example, becomes a baal mum, and then you can't bring it anymore, and how you have to then swap it or what you have to do with it. So the idea again here is that it's not the animal the way it was. You have to actually, you have to sanctify them or separate it from the other animals before shiden. You have to separate it and lift it up from its state, whatever state it was in. Only after that was it worthy to be brought on the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't the way it was initially. You had to do something before you could bring it as a carbon. And this is, in a sense, the advantage or what's greater about the first was Is Kal Kim Kalam Mitzvahs. But here is where fulfilling mitzvahs takes precedence in a sense over the other ones, or accomplishes something very different. So this time, it's in order to actually do something with the physical items themselves. The delchem is mekayim the mitzvah. So the physical items that we need to do the mitzvah, we're actually doing something to that physical item. And we take physical items as they are in whatever form they're in right now, in this very lower world, in this very physical way, in Zayin Gashmius, in that physical form that it's in, so in that physical form, and then becomes the object to use for a mitzvah. My time as Zayin Mitzvah, For this reason, mitzvahs are limited. They're docked in a way that's limited. There's a certain limitation to doing mitzvahs. It's not like Tara. Tara says it's longer than the measurements of the earth. In other words, Tara, Chachmasar Shel Hashem, it's really infinite. It goes on forever. Tefillah also to be unlimited. You can reach the heavens with your davening. But it's also gabbaita from b'chol ma'adech from mesiras nefesh. The idea of davening is you do it with everything you have until mesiras nefesh. So until you can literally give up yourself to Hashem. So that's like this unlimited sort of avodah. Hecher from medinas v'agbalos. That's the idea of mesiras nefesh. You go beyond your limitation. You go beyond your boundaries. From Rival, mitzvahs, why are mitzvahs limited while Torah and Avodah is not? Because the mitzvahs have to be dressed, you have to use physical objects for the mitzvah. That even the mitzvahs, fearing Hashem, they also have to be felt in our physical hearts. We have to feel them. It has to affect our love and our fear for Hashem in practicality in our physical lives. This is as Olnikar in Dem Basar. Halei. So that we have to, the duties of the heart, the mitzvahs like loving Hashem and fearing Hashem has to be felt in our physical hearts. And therefore, because the mitzvahs have to be done in this physical way, that's why there is a limit to the mitzvahs, to all mitzvahs. There's a certain time frame, there's certain quantities, certain way we have to do the physical mitzvahs. Now that we understand this, we can now see that subtle difference between the way these trumas are referred to in the Torah. Truma, you will take for me truma, right? Which sounds like bayikhuli, right? You'll take me. Right? What does that mean? It's Meramis of Kavat Tarek now. So that first one, Bihuli Truma, is hinting to Tarek. But it's my time, it's Shteita, Bihuli Truma. And for this reason, that it says, Bihuli, you will take me Truma. It doesn't say, Nidvi Nuli Truma, that you will give me Truma. It says, Bihuli, you'll take for me. In other words, the other milmata, gitla mila tsuli, doesn't say be eaten li, which would make it very clear. The person down here is going to give to Hashem. Kaviyachol, right? It's as if we're giving something to Hashem. But it doesn't say that. What does it say? Nor bayikhu, you will take. So what does it mean bayikhuli? There are lamata, man, down here, nem tas smegit emma dem li, kaviyachol. He takes what is being given to him from above. So the yichu li, he takes me as a truma. The person down here takes li, whatever it is Hashem gives him. How is that so? This is avodah of Torah. In other words, how is it that we can learn Torah altogether? How is it that we have an ability, you say, chachmas Hashem, this unlimited, infinite wisdom, how can human beings even learn it? So the fact is, the way we have an avodah of Torah is because we're so clever that, you know, we are working really hard to learn it, and that's the only way we can actually learn Torah, or have Torah, or even understand Torah, is actually like a gift from above. It's what Hashem, it comes from Mamayla Lamata, from Hashem to us. Durch Torah net men umen mamshech elokos, through learning Torah, we take Hashem, we draw Hashem down, Chachmasa Yisbarach, L'mayla L'mata, we draw Hashem down from top to bottom. The Avodah, Fun Torah, is in an offer from Vayichu, Menemt, Umizmam Shech Elokos L'mayla L'mala. But this Avodah from Torah is in a way that we take and we draw down colonists from above down to below. But this idea of we're taking what's being given to us, because we can only take what Hashem allows us to take. We bow down to the rise of the Bichol Kol Chai. Since Hashem and the Jewish people are all one, the far is their pasuk medayek biyichu li. That's why we know that when we learn Torah, we say Hashem and the Torah and Hashem are all one thing. Therefore, the pasuk is very exact. It says biyichu li. Was vice of atzmus umuhusi yisbar. Biyichu, you'll take me. You take my essence. When you learn Torah, you're taking the essence. Bow their Torah net met atzmus umuhus alein. The lashon Chazal. See, Atem Leichrim. You take the very essence of Hashem when you learn Torah. That's what Chazal say. That's what it means. Why it uses the word bayichli? You're going to take me versus bayitnuli that you should give me. Because you literally were taking Hashem when we learn. However, even though when we learn Torah, we're becoming one with the essence of Hashem. On the other hand, the Baal Gadot Vasa'it, Nem, Tachman, Stuk, Torah, is be'ikar, Nip, Uftu, Funim, Adam, Ha'layne. The fact that we are able to unite with the essence of Hashem when we learn Torah, that doesn't come because we're so clever, we're so strong. It doesn't come because of what we do. No, it's only the Farvas that Ibishter, Hotzik, Kaviyacho, Aranish, Tokun, Torah. How is it possible that we unite to Hashem through Torah? It's only because Hashem did something first. He put himself into the Torah. He made it available to us. He said it. Because he put himself in Torah, it made it feasible for us to learn this Torah and therefore connect to him. In an Ivan, Astari is Zorika Esh. His words are like fire. So since it's still, even though Hashem allows us to take him in a sense, he puts himself there so we can take it, still his words are like fire. In other words, so we can take the Torah, but in a sense, it's still separate from us. So we become united to it, but it's only to the degree that Hashem allows us to have it. So it's still, there's Hashem and there's us. And we're coming together, but only it's on Hashem's on Hashem's guidelines, based on Hashem's permission and what he gives us. These, Eskenzana Matthias, how do we see this? That when we're learning Torah, you can learn Torah, but it's still not fully one with you. It's only as much as Hashem allows you to take in. Because you see this when you can have a situation. As the Torah, so Galen, Varen, Dorch, and Ish, Bilti Torah, you find, first of all, halacha, that the Torah can be learned by someone who's not Torah, who's not pure. Torah cannot receive impurity. But Eichdan, Eid, and even that Jew, even if he's impure, he can still take Torah. In other words, take me, the essence of Hashem. Through Torah can still be done by a person who is impure. Over there, Adam is not klal their lead, though by Meir Zayin Begilui. But the person is not at that level that this essence, this atmos of Hashem, should be explicitly seen in him. In another way to think about it, you know, we know people who learn Torah, but it doesn't actually affect their lives. So they can learn it, but it still remains something a little bit separate from them. Because it's not really internalized. It doesn't come down to saying you can see on this person that they've learned a lot of Torah. And that's because it really, in a sense, is still above the person. Now we understand why it says explicitly in two words, for me, truma. In Sveba Zundra, two separate words. Lerames, their li. This is hinting to us that the li, the me, Hashem, the Amshacha Atmos Shevetara, drawing down the essence of Hashem through Torah, when the Truma, the offering, the Avoida from Limana Torah, the offering that we give, which is our involvement, our learning of Torah, Zaninit Invart, they're not one thing. They're not Invart, which or Einzach. They're not one word, they're not one thing. Bibal the Amshacha Atmos Blight. And that's because drawing down the essence is still separate from the person himself. We go to the next level. When we talk about the half shekel that was given for the karbanas and represent tefillah, and kafun avoida karbanas and tefillah, when we talk about this pillar of avoida, there we see it's one word. True must see, which it means my true must. When their carbon gash be gufay, is ayla unver nichal in zayin makar b'sharis lamala. Because first of all, when we saw the actual carbonus in the base of Mikdash, it was brought on the mizbeach and it went up completely in fire. It was completely burnt and it went up to its source above, in Elokos. So completely went up to God. When azay ayak to chavayas hatfila, so too when we pray, when we daven, v'etam adam the hayben. So too, the person can also go up to heaven. So just like that carbon and animals burnt on his back and went completely up to heaven, so too, when we daven, we can literally like go up to heaven. We can unite with Hashem. So you can reach a level when you daven properly, the light of Hashem is seen in the person. We can refine ourselves through tefillah. With the fashte truma si, that's why it's written truma si, my truma, the vice as a forbidden from truma, avoid the mitli, that shows us that this connection of the offering, which is the avoida that we do, and li, the hamshacha elokus drof the avoida, the drawing down of Hashem through that avoida, is an efenika v'nigla v'nirgash in their avoida. It's something that becomes recognizable and revealed and felt in the avoida itself. So there's a complete unity when you can feel it. However, when we come to the third one, Mashenkin, by the Drita Truma, the third Truma, Truma Sam Mishkan, which were all the materials for the Mishkan, is the Avaidim in Geshma Lane, the Begashmi Yusai, which is the Avaidim with the physical world as it is the physical world, is the Amshachas Elakus and the Avaidim Behelim. There it says, Vizaisa Truma. We don't find Hashem's name there at all, because the drawing down Hashem into that is completely hidden. When we work with the physical world, it doesn't light up. We don't see spirituality in it. When they're fine state truma stam, that's why it just says the word truma. There's no li, there's no truma si, mine. It just is truma. Zaisa truma. This is a truma. And they're mon beferish as thus is truma la Hashem, without explicitly saying anywhere this is offering for Hashem. Well, in their avodah is not connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not necessarily so obvious that this is connection. So when we do our day-to-day physical things, we wake up, we wash Negel Vasar. Do we see how that's holy? When we eat, we make a bracha before, we reach outward. That doesn't make feel anything to me. I don't see any holiness in that. How is that connection to Hashem? People say, these are little things. Why does Hashem need them for me? Right? It doesn't seem obvious. And that's why it says truma by itself. However, even though that all mitzvahs are dressed in physical things, so while we don't see these as spiritual things, they don't feel spiritual to many people. I don't see how this is connecting me to Hashem. It's actually in those physical things that the intention of the creation of this world comes about. This is why Hashem created the world. The Indian made this world because he wanted a dwelling place down here in this lower world. Be the Alter Rebbe is matgish, and as the Alter Rebbe stresses, as thus made Tira lo yisbara, nem elam hazeh hagashmi hatachin, sh'ein tachka lamat mimenu. So it's stuck in this world, this lowest world, this very physical world, where there's nothing lower than that, and lower in the sense of Hashem, most hidden from all things. So we know there are seven rakiyas, seven heavens as such, and four spiritual worlds. And each one, as we come down, Hashem's light, Hashem's, the godliness of Hashem is hidden more and more. But that's the point. That was the purpose of creation. Hashem wanted a dwelling place in the very lowest place, in the world where he's most hidden, which is this physical world. And therefore, how does that happen? In order for this avoid, make this very physical world the dwelling place for Hashem, moves by Adam Zion after you sight from Tara under the coffin of Ida. In order for us to be able to use this physical world and not make a mistake in how we use the physical world and how we serve Hashem with this physical world and what we do here, it has to be based on an avodah, based on that foundation of what foundation of the service. We base all in your avodah Hashem Zion Mishkan now, and since all the service of Hashem is actually within this Mishkan, as we said before, is of that in your marumas in my Sam Mishkan, since all the
I can't hear anything. Anyone can?
Sorry, I lost you for a second there. We're back on. We just got lost for a second. I'm not sure what happened. My internet went cut out, but we're back. So we're saying that just because this is the main point of the whole world, to make this world a dwelling place for Hashem, since that is the whole purpose. So therefore, that's what's hinted to in actually in the building of the Mishkan itself. Therefore, for this reason, that's why
Sarah, I can't see you. Are you still sharing?
Yes. That's why that's why our parsha talks specifically about.
Yeah, I can't see anything either.
I can't see anything either.
No.
Well, I am sharing the screen. I'm going to try again. There you go. Do you see?
No. I don't.
No.
Oh, can't see you or the screen. Well,
on my side, none of us. Looks like, sorry, on my side, it definitely looks like I can see. Can you hear me?
Can hear you, yeah.
Great. Okay, we're nearly at the end, so I'm just going to continue.
Okay.
What's going on? I'm sure Chai Reza, why it's spotlighting you for some reason.
I can't see anything, not you and not the text.
Okay, so don't worry about seeing me. You don't need to see me. It's not about me. We're almost at the end, so please just follow along, even if you can't see the text. I'm not quite sure what's going on and why it's kind of everything is like being very strange. Maybe it's my internet at the moment, but we are going to... Okay.
Watch the pizza. It's okay.
So at the end of the day, so what we have here is the Rebbe saying that since this is the main reason for, that's the whole point of the Mishkan, therefore, the Torah talks in our parsha specifically about the details of that. Because this is the main point. This is the main reason why we have the Mishkan. The idea of building a dwelling place for Hashem in this world. On the andre tve trumas, the other two trumas of the pockets and the karbanas, and the number chlal of the derech remez, they're only mentioned in a general way and hinted to. While they zane b'hakavana ikaris blois achana v'hakdam v'ashlamet to the arsis adira, because really the pockets and the karbanas is really only, and really what they are about is a preparation and a way to proceed or to complete this idea of making a dira. So yes, we need to base it on Torah, and we need to elevate ourselves and feel it in our hearts through our tefillah. But ultimately, it's all about building a mishkan, about making this place a dwelling place for Hashem. And that's why we conclude in Eischas, and das is euch der Rier in die Vamedrash and not Azab and Chesed Zion connected to Dal Machias. Now we go back to our last question. That's how we see that this is all connected to these four kingdoms of exile. The bald as the inya for trumas hamishkan is the makla adir lo yisbar betachtanim. Since the whole point of the mishkan is to make a dwelling place for Hashem here on earth, fundi dvarim gashmi makla mikdash mishkan Hashem, to take this physical world and make it into a dwelling place for Hashem, is di shleimus fundem inyan. So the completion of this work need zay in bina mikdash. When does this really happen, that the world becomes a dwelling place for Hashem? It's not just in building one Mishkan or building the physical base of Mikdash. In Velchamahat Gezem, Be'eni Basar, Be'in Zei, Iza Hashras Hashchina. It's not just about that. Where, okay, yes, in the Mishkan we saw that Hashem rested there. There was a Eish Tamid, there was a constant fire. The same thing with the Mishkan, with the Mikdash, base of Mikdash. But that's not the main purpose, that there should be the Shechina just in this one little place. No, what was the main purpose? In the Avodah B'zmana Galut. The avodah that we're doing now while we are still in Golis, then Gashmis Ha'alam is B'tachlai, when the physical world is at its strongest, in other words, the hiddenness is so great, when we don't see Hashem, we see the physical world more than we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the kind of world that we're in right now. And therefore, what we say is, Dor Da'avodah, to Ibram Machen, specifically in that vital, when we want to take this world where Hashem is so hidden, and we want to make this and transform this to a dwelling place for Hashem. Then we elevate this world and we make this world, this lowest world, the place where Hashem is most hidden, we make that a dwelling place for Hashem. So then, when the avoda, when we will see how this avoda is really the main avoda that we're supposed to have, when are we going to actually see the benefit of how great the avoda that we're doing right now is? Then we'll recognize that maisa, that action, is more important than anything else. So in the future, we'll recognize how everything we did in this physical world when we couldn't see Hashem, how that was really the greatest avoda possible. Kedua, as we've known, as Dambit Zayin Maisa Gadol, then we actually see that Maisa is greater than anything else. But so far is the Mikdash, but see me in Alma Haba, Gven Beikar from Diamond. And that's why the Mikdash that was Haya Me'en Alma Haba, the Mikdash itself was like a taste of the future. That's why it was mainly from inanimate objects. So, you know, the Mishkan was built of all sorts of materials. Also, there was the linen that was made for the Big Day Kahuna was from plants. We know that the skins were made from the animals. But the Beis HaMikdash was mainly made of inanimate objects. There were no skins, there were no coverings like that. It was mainly made from the metals and stone. Okay, so that's why it was mainly B'dayim. It's showing us that this the idea that this physical inanimate objects that we transform and make holy, that is the main purpose of what we're doing here. We also see this in connection to the idea of Yosef and Yehuda. We know that Yosef was really the first king of all the brothers, of all the 12 Shvatim. He was second to the king in Mitzrayim. He really ruled over Egypt. And then we had Yehuda, and we know that Yehuda was compared to a lion. Yehuda was Machos Beis David, comes from Yehuda. Same way we know that in Eretz Yisrael, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, there were two Machos. It was Machos Yehuda and Machos Yisrael. Machos Yisrael, often it was the kings of Menashe and Ephraim, it was the Shvatim, the Aseres HaShvatim, and that came from Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, where there was between these two kingdoms. And what is the idea of Yosef? We know also the word Yosef means to add. Yosef, the idea of Yosef, Machos Yosef, is when we want to add and grow. And the idea of growing and knowing, and we get this pleasure out of growing and learning more and becoming smarter. But what is Yehuda? Well, he says, when you think about the differences between Yosef and Yehuda, between the different kingdoms that we had, we know that Yehuda, they're avoided from Maisa. Yehuda represents the service of action, of doing. Why? Because Yehuda, the word, the name Yehuda, Lashon Hada'o Bitul, it comes from that language, etymology, the root of Yehuda is Hada, acknowledgement. So acknowledging Hashem, total subservience of the self, of nullification of the self. And that is Vidoime. And that's like the diamond, the inanimate object. It doesn't have a voice of its own. It's completely subservient. It doesn't bring anything to the table, right? It's a diamond. And there, as we see, that is what the future is all about. Well, the Asid Lavai, what do we know about the future? That Yehuda's on Hecher for Yosef. We know that in the future, Yehuda is going to be stronger than Yosef. So while Machos Yisrael had the 10 Shvatim and Beis David, Machos Yehuda had the smaller kingdom, less Shvatim there, at the end of the day, what we're going to see when Mashiach comes is that Yehuda is going to be, of course, higher than Yosef. But David Avdi Nasi Lahem La'ilam. David Avdi, Machos Yehuda, David HaMelech. Mashiach from David HaMelech as well is my servant, will be the prince over them forever. Because the idea of Yehuda, the idea of the future, L'asid Lavi, we're going to see the future as we've been learning in our Mashiach. The future is intrinsic world, this physical world, will recognize Hashem. Every flesh, the physical flesh, will see Kipi Hashem Dibro, that everything is Hashem. And that is the ultimate. That's the ultimate. Not the ultimate time. It's not the neshama in the body. It's the neshama in the body. We recognize the work we're doing right now in this physical world, in this physical world, and in our day-to-day is the ultimate. That is the highest form of service for Hashem. But it's got to be based on what Hashem wants us to do. It has to be.
Can't hear anything.
We've lost it again.
Sorry, I'm not sure what's happening with our internet tonight. I'm back. So bottom line is, we want to bring Mashiach. We want to work with this physical world. Our day-to-day lives are dedicated to doing what Hashem wants, to making this world a physical, a dira, a dwelling place for Him. But we can only do that with this physical world when we follow His guidelines. When we do it, we do it according to Tyra, and when we do it because we want to connect to Him. May we experience, Taka, this Mashiach, this finishing off of this Avaida that we're doing. May that happen very soon.
Amen.
Amen. Toda rabah.